وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أبا صالح، الله يبارك فيك. You're asking what's the deal if you are not allowed to celebrate birthdays and yearly anniversaries except the two Eid. Okay, my brother. Actually, you are with the Holy Spirit, my dear brother, you are mixing in between two different situations. You must understand the celebration that the people they make for their birthdays is not the same type of celebration that the people they make for the Eid. You understand? It's two different categories. What I mean, the issue is not about you just celebrating and feeling happy. No, it's about the kind of celebration is what exactly. I mean, look, the Islam will never force you and order you to be upset all the time. No, my brother, celebrate and be happy as you like, ya akhi. You understand? One day you and your family, suddenly you go a salary, you go and you combine your family and you go out here and there, you know, you treat your family and your children something nice, you come back and be happy. That's good. The Islam doesn't conflict with you. The Islam order you to be good to your family. خيركم خيركم لأهلي. Without israf, without tabdhir, without wasting money, wasting time, wasting deen, wasting everything. Go ahead, my brother. It's mubah. Barakallahu fiq. It's legal. And it's good for you to be good to your family. You understand? But when you invite the people and call them to come to celebrate with you, and every year you do it, and if you didn't do it, people, they're going to accuse you. Why you don't do it? You don't love your children. And your son going to make it very problem, big problem with you. You understand? And you need to spend a lot of money just to say, my son complete 1 year. You understand? This issue with this behavior cannot come out of your hawa. Only need a dalil from the Kitab and the Sunnah to prove it. Otherwise, don't do that. Why? Because it's a behavior that come only from the shara. You make things obligate for you. Your son make things obligate on you. You make things obligate on the people to come. This kind of things need dalil. Otherwise, don't do it. You understand? This number one. That's why we don't legalize for someone because he just built a nice, beautiful house. Make it obligate on everybody build nice house to call the people and to slaughter sheep. And why? He said, because of the house. You cannot do that. You don't have the deal for it. But if you want to invite people because you are happy for your house, you invite them, no more invitation without any obligation on you or on the community or on the people regarding anyone build house must be, it's something else. You understand? هذه الوكيرة وكيرة في البيت it's a big problem. You understand? Why are people making a new shar, a new obligations, a new orders, and new things obligated on them? Not from Allah Ta'ala, just from themselves. Until if he didn't do it, means he didn't respect the people and he doesn't want the barakah for his house, so he didn't slaughter the sheep and he didn't buy them. This is jahiliyyah. We have it a lot in our countries, for example. We conflicting with this also, not just for the birthdays, but the birthdays have an extra problem, which is you are imitating the disbelievers, the kuffar, because this kind of behavior never come to us. And you must understand the Christian, they practice the Christian and the kuffar, they start and they used to practice birthdays because the effect of the birthday of Jesus, they claim that. You understand? Even they make the day, that's why they celebrate the Christmas until the end, whatever celebration they have, out of this. Even the date that they build their life on it, it's built on the birthday of what? Of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. You can't see the difference. Our religion doesn't accept that. Actually, your birthday, it doesn't have a value for you if your deeds is bad. What's the benefit of your birthday? It's disaster for us, akhi. Example. But if your deeds is good, you understand? Why should we care about your birthday when you are benefiting our ummah anyway? We care about your life, not about your birthday. It's an example, my dear brother. I'm giving an example for you to understand the whole situation. You understand? That's why in Islam, our deeds being built, our life being built on the date when the person immigrate to Medina. Why? Because practical. We are a practical ummah. Not Ummah build her life on top of emotions and on top of things that doesn't have a benefit and meanings. We are practical Ummah. When the Prophet moved to Medina, the da'wah start globally. And it's a different situation for the Ummah. That's why we calculate from that time. Can you see? And all the Sahaba, they agreed with Umar radiallahu ta'ala about this. We are practical Ummah, ya akhi. That's why go read all the books of the biography of the ulama. You will see the things we memorize the dates of the ulama and their biography based on their death, not based on their life, on their birthday. No, Fulan died in this time. Fulan died in this time. Fulan died in this time. Why? Because what he did for our ummah end by this time. You understand? More practical for us to understand about his biography. He was live when exactly? And when he died, rahimahullah ta'ala, and his contributing to the ummah finished when exactly by him, rahimahullah ta'ala. We don't calculate it by the birthday. We calculate by the death day because it's more practical and more beneficial for us. When he was tied, was the benefit was for us. You understand? Till the end. So that we don't agree about birthdays. You understand? Even those people who they claim the birthday of the Prophet, we don't agree about it. What about others? But the celebration on the Eid is a different category. That is a specific ibadah. That is a specific hukum to make something holy like the days of the Eid. That is different issue. Barakallahu fi. Both of them for sure is illegal, but the first one, the second one, the one that the people they make celebrations like days like Yawmul Eid, that is more dangerous category. Barakallahu fi.